You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
And we are back to chat with our favourite yoga teacher, Dawn Blessard from Pathway Yoga. Now, earlier in the summer, Dawn took on a massive challenge yet again because she can't sit still. She took on the Jurassic Coast Walk in support of RNIB. Now, it was a massive trek. She did it over 3 days. And I thought today is a good time to, because we talk a lot about theory, we talk a lot about her teachings when it comes to yoga, but I think today is a good time to just talk about how that helps in practice when you're actually out and about doing, just living your life. So Dawn, it is lovely having you back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Dawn, let's just paint the picture. How did the walk go overall? I know you were a little bit nervous. It was quite a long walk. You kind of had to split it up. You've had changes in your vision, so you had to kind of prepare for that as well.
So in total, it was 36 miles, 682 feet, some of the climbs. This is one of the hardest walks I've done, because of the kind of incline. They were really high incline, then it flattened off, and then incline, then flattened off, and it just kind of went forever. When you're going up and down a mountain, you go up one side and down the other, but when you're doing cliffs, it just seems to go forever. It was a massive, massive challenge for me. Though 36 miles doesn't seem a lot, when you're climbing for that kind of length and then it sort of flattens and then you go again. So really, 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 really massive challenge.
And when you take on something like this, did you do anything in preparation other than like preparing your body physically? Did you maybe do anything when it came to like your attitude or how you prepare yourself mentally for it?
As you said, my vision has deteriorated. So from last year, I would kind of like go out for walks with my husband and then walks on my own. This time I'd done a lot of incline on treadmills and stuff like that, and a few walks with my husband, because I can't really get that distance in just on my own. There were certain things that had changed and I did a lot of inclines. But mentally, I do a lot of affirmation. I repeat a lot of positives. And even though things have changed, my development has become in different ways. There's no sort of ego. I'm happy to ask for help. I have a strong community behind me, positive. The charity that I wanted to do it for was you guys. So I feel humble that I can give something back. So there's lots of positives, reasons why I'm doing it. So that's the why. It's not like, oh, I'm just doing it because I want to lose weight and that's that, which is a good thing, but it's deeper than that. It's about community, and I'm doing it to help others.
And I guess it's also gives you a platform, because I know in the lead up to the walk and even during afterwards, you spoke a lot about like your Stargardt's disease and how things are changing, and you were quite raw, quite honest. I know there was some ups and downs, and I guess that's part of the, you know, aspect of raising awareness of sight loss, but also bringing community together, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be out on social media or you want to put yourself out there, rather than just showing this is me making tea, this is me choosing my clothes, rather than just that, show the good and the bad side of it. And the bad side of Stargardt's disease for me, it's I'm losing my vision slowly. And some people might think, oh, that's a good thing. But every month or every so many months, something's changing, and it can be a grieving process of what you had before. It's really good to just sit and sort of sit with that moment and say, actually, I am feeling sad today. This is the deterioration, and this is where I am today. And then sit with that, allow yourself to have that kind of day of grace, and then move forward. Since I've done the walk, I've had a massive shift with my vision, but it's okay to have that day of grace where you just sit with yourself and allow yourself to feel that, rather than pushing it down and I've got to go forward, you know, that's not right. So yoga, as you said, is very much not just a stretch on the mat. You have all these parts of yoga, which is eight parts of yoga, that allow you to sit with that, and meditate on that. It doesn't just mean you're sitting on a mat. It can just be that I'm going to sit in a chair and have a hot drink, and this is where I am today. And I just need to sit with that feeling. And that's okay. But it's about what you do with that tomorrow. So tomorrow I'm going to go for a walk. And then the next day, I'll go back to a yoga class or whatever. So as long as you're improving on that every day, it's okay to allow yourself that bit of grace. So going back to the walk, just at Christmas, I fell down a pothole and really twisted my ankle. So when we were on the walk on day one, we were walking from Weymouth, and on day one, in my boots, I could feel my ankle swelling up. So one of my groups that were with me is an ex-rugby player. So we ended up taping my foot, then putting my sock on, and then taping my socks to my feet and sending me back up the mountain. And that was a process that we did every morning. And then on day two, my feet erupted with blisters. So then we weren't only taping the ankle, we were taping the whole of my feet because of the blisters. And we couldn't work out why my feet had erupted with blisters. They were the same boots that I always walk in, the same style of socks I always walk in, and we really couldn't work it out. Nobody realized until we were home that my husband always laces up my boots. And for some reason, I thought I was capable of lacing up my own boots, and I'd obviously not done them tight enough. And that's what was making the blisters.
Oh no. Oh, in such a simple thing, but I guess hindsight is, nice to have.
So.
But what did you, I know when you did your last challenge, which was the Yorkshire Peaks, and your yoga community was a big part of the challenge, and I imagine they joined you on this one as well.
Same group of people, also with a couple of extras added in. One of the new people that were walking with me is a lady called Helen and her husband. And Helen has Stargardt's disease. She was walking with me, and this is the first challenge that she has done since she was registered blind. And also, I'm her first yoga teacher since she's sort of been registered blind. Helen walked with her husband, and then we had Clover and her husband, who were yoga students of mine. Everyone on the walk is a yoga student of mine. And then we had two backup drivers who picked us up and dropped us off. So there's a whole movement to get you from place to place. And again, we always plan the routes because obviously I and Helen walk better in light. So it's we don't leave too early in the morning and we don't leave too late at night. So we kind of work around the light and the times. And the other thing is I'm usually walk beside Mike, but because of the paths were so narrow, we couldn't have a ramble tag to his arm. So I was ramble tagged to the back of his rucksack of when I needed it as well. So we had to adapt that as well. It was a really tough, as I say, really, really tough.
What does it mean to you knowing you obviously all these people are with you when you do your yoga classes and you're the teacher, and then How does it feel going to do this challenge and them kind of coming off the mat with you and becoming, I guess, the support network for you to kind of lean on and to really achieve something amazing?
The support that I have from these people are so amazing. And on that walk as well, you know, there's two people on that walk up that are getting over cancer. There's somebody else with Stargardt's disease. And I feel that everyone is walking for their own journey as well. And that's so beautiful to watch that unravel as well. And then it's like a massive counselling session as well. It's like everyone's walking beside each other and you start to talk to different people and then you start to share that and to watch each one of that member sort of, they make new friends and new connection because maybe they're not on the same yoga class and they're there on this walk. So going out into nature and not having your phone there and you're not worried about the time and all that, and just to be out on nature with a good group of people is beautiful. And also, I think it was like 1,700 for you guys, you know, and to be able to do that, the people that have contributed to it, the backup team, everyone to be there together, that's absolutely amazing. What else could you ask for? It's humbling. Do I look at it that they're there for me and they're coming there for me? I don't see it like that. I think, oh, everyone's just fancies a nice walk. I don't look at I don't look at it that, you know, they're all there for me. I just look at it that, you know, oh, Dawn's doing another crazy walk, you know, we better go with her, you know. I nearly fell off of a cliff, but that's a different story. So I sort of backed back and the lady called Sharon, like, next minute I could feel her hand and then her face near mine and went, do not go any further back.
So, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I learned some things from my last walk, like practical things, because I'm a big water drinker and I'm very clean eating, and my husband had given me like drink, a certain brand of a drink that would put all the energy back in me, and I was like, I'm not going to be drinking that. And he gave me some sweets and I was like, oh no, I won't eat that. And after walking the Yorkshire Three Peaks solidly for like 2 days that time, I had hit rock bottom. I was dehydrated. I had no energy. And I was really not in a very good state when I come off the mountain. So this time I had learned my lesson. I still didn't eat the sweets, but I did have some drinks that gave me some energy. And in the really, really hot weather what we had, yeah, I learned my lessons. So that was really good. The other parts of it, the love for nature and how beautiful it can be in so many different ways. The calmness that you feel when you're out somewhere like that is unbelievable. As long as you can find or put yourself out there to connect with other people, that you can achieve anything that you want to. Nothing should stop you. If that's your dream or you have something that you keep putting off, ask yourself why you keep putting it off, because it's achievable. Whatever you want to do is achievable.
Well, on that wonderful note, Dawn, if we want to follow you, of course, we can find you by searching on social media and on YouTube for Pathway Yoga with Dawn Blessert.
And also, I have a podcast, Seeing Within, where I interview other either visually impaired or blind members from our community, so they can share their stories as well.
Absolutely, definitely listen to Dawn's podcast. It's so good. But thank you so much again.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.